From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Out with the old, in with the new. That includes Congress. A new class will be sworn in Thursday, and we're taking time to meet some of the freshman members. We have two profiles to bring you now. The first is of Republican Ted Cruz of Texas, a Tea Party favorite who won a seat in the Senate. NPR's Wade Goodwin says many in the GOP hope he'll be able to bring more Latino voters into their column.
Almost nobody had heard of Ted Cruz when he began his campaign in Texas for the U.S. Senate. But when he stepped in front of a microphone, he could light up a room in a way that made the other Republican candidates seem lifeless.
We're here to talk about politics. If you go back to the ancient Greek, politics had two parts. Poly, meaning many, and ticks, meaning blood-sucking parasites.
Here's Cruz campaigning before a group of West Texas Republican women.
Look, we're all tired of empty talk. I mean, what's frustrating as a voter is you see candidate after candidate that talks a good game, says they're going to cut our taxes, says they're going to stand for principle, and then they go to Washington and they turn into a spineless jellyfish.
Cruz has been speaking for just 40 seconds, but the West Texas women are nodding and laughing and offering amens. Cruz paces in front of them with a wireless microphone like a Cuban Tony Robbins. Young, smart, good-looking, intense, no notes, no teleprompter, his words and ideas flowing seamlessly. He spends less time attacking President Obama than he does what he calls the sold-out Republican establishment. He campaigned as a Tea Party true believer, calling his followers to march with him to the barricades.
From Ed Meese to Phyllis Schlafly to Dr. James Dobson to the five strongest conservatives in the U.S. Senate, Jim DeMint, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Pat Toomey, and Tom Coburn. Every one of them is united behind this campaign. If conservatives continue to unite, and I ask for your help, we're going to win this race. And when we win this race, Texas will lead the fight.
With no money, having never run for office, Cruz crushed Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst by 14 points in the Republican Senate primary, then sailed to victory by an even bigger margin in the general election. In the 1950s, Cruz's father fought beside Fidel Castro in Cuba, but became so disenchanted with the revolution's aftermath that he became a staunch conservative after moving to the U.S. His son has followed his father's footsteps, becoming a strict constitutionalist. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott was Cruz's boss and remains a good friend.
Ted Cruz is someone who believes firmly in the United States Constitution and what it was intended to achieve. But also he was able to translate that into a unifying campaign across the state, unifying those who believe that America has lost its way, bringing along those who see a brighter future for tomorrow.
Along with Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Cruz is a bright young Hispanic star. And the Republican Party nationally hopes Cruz will be part of the solution to their growing problem luring Hispanic voters. But Cruz takes a Tea Party hard line on immigration. He's for bigger border walls patrolled by drones from above and is against the DREAM Act. In the general election, Cruz did about as well as Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney did with Texas Hispanic voters, which is to say not very well. Ross Ramsey is the executive editor of the Texas Tribune.
He's got a period here where he can figure out where he fits in the Washington spectrum, where he fits in the National Republican Party, and how the Hispanic politics work. But I think he's clearly in place, if it develops right, to become a national player.
If there's one thing political opponents have learned about Ted Cruz, is that you underestimate him at your own peril. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.